Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery Show live on this Tuesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. This, of course, your night look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons Flyover. We'll talk to our buddy Chad Bishop coming up here in about 15 minutes from right now after Tech's really nice win over the weekend. So Evan Birchfield doing his kind of recap of Pro Football Focus grades for the Falcons versus Lions in week 3. The top five offensive grades, Michael Pruitt was number one at 75.8. Jake Matthews was number two at 71.9. Tyler Algier at 70.5. Matthew Bergeron was fourth at 69.5. And Kadero Hodge was fifth at 68.9. As far as the Falcons' defensive grades go, Nate Landman had an 87.5. Calais Campbell was a 78.4. Ebba Cady was a 73.6. A.J. Terrell was a 73.3. And Grady Jarrett was a 70.5. Now, other notables, by the way, too. He's got Kyle Pitts was a 60.2. Bijan was a 52.7. Desmond was a 40.8. Bud Dupree was a 69.6. And Jesse Bates was a 58.7. Now, I will say, well, I know Jesse Bates led the team in tackles. People are going to say, well, why is his grade like that? Because most of the time he's getting those tackles after guys were catching the football in front of him for a first down. But anyway, that's whole nother deal. Here's the thing, Nate Landman. So we know now that Troy Anderson is going to IR. And look, I specifically talked about this a few weeks ago with D-Led, did I not?
Yes,
you did. I said, did I not say, well, I know the coaches really like Landman. I think he's got a chance. And he came out and started. It wasn't Tay Davis or whatever fuck the name he threw out there. So I got to call out D-Led on all that. D-Led, start listening to your boy over here. Anyway, I thought Nate Landman over the last couple of weeks has done some nice things. Now, I don't know if he's Troy Anderson or not or whatever like that, but I think he's a competent backup for Troy Anderson. And I like having Landman on the field. I think he does a lot of different things. Look, again, when you play a guy like that enough times, he will get exposed on some plays. That's the nature of the NFL. Teams will try to pick on him. I get that. But that's the nature of the NFL. But I thought that he's done a nice job when he's been in there. So, again, now that Troy Anderson is headed to IR for the season, and Arthur Smith kind of prefaced that was going to happen when, you know, again, he was talking about that the shoulder injury was looking more serious than what they thought and all this, that, and the other. And it was kind of like, okay, maybe this is a sign of things to come. And sure enough, Anderson goes on IR for the year. But we'll see. But so far, so good with Nate Landman in that game or in the last couple of weeks. All right, Falcons do open up as a 3-point underdog in London to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, of course, we'll have all of the action coming up here on Sunday, as pregame will be at 7:30, kickoff will be 9:30. So I'm guessing day that there's no Falcon Wade Ford show that day. Because unless you're telling me the Wade Ford show is from 5:30 to 7:30 in the morning.
Well, we do have a pregame show at 7:30. Well, so
yes,
But the actual Wade Ford.
The pregame show was 7:30. That's Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson. But I don't think they're going to have Wade Ford at 5:30 in the morning.
No.
Harper's not getting up that early. Anyway, and Freaky's not getting up that early.
I was about
early,
to say, so. That would be, I don't think Falcons fans will be up that early.
Yeah, so, but pregame will be at 7:30, 9:30 kick. Wes and Dave will have the call on all of that from London. And look, again, we talked about this early on in the show. You're going to have to win at the line of scrimmage. And this is a wounded animal in Jacksonville. Things have not gone as well. Like, they were picked apart by C.J. Stroud last week,
which makes them dangerous in
this
game.
Yes, I know. And again, this is one of those teams that you have to play smart football and you don't get too cute on offense or defense, but you got to get pressure on Trevor Lawrence. You got to get pressure on a guy like that. And you got to get back to the basics and run the football. So we'll see what happens. We'll talk more about that game coming up tomorrow night. We'll talk to our friend on the show, Torrey McElhaney, and we'll get you ready for action over in London as the Falcons are a 3-point underdog. Now, I thought this was interesting. So there's been a lot of scuttlebutt going around, and not even from anybody credible, but the idea of, well, the Cowboys should be in the business of trading for Kyle Pitts. Okay? That kind of came out of left field. Well, so Jane Slater of NFL Network, so she's kind of she does all of the NFL, but she's kind of like the beat writer for the Dallas Cowboys, right? Like that's the team that she's around the most. And by the way, Day-Day, can I say that Jane Slater is one of the most beautiful women in the entire world?
I actually reached out to her for you for the show. For the show, that
harumph,
is.
Harumph. Oh, by the way, we got Rankum coming up tonight, too. That Jane Slater is, she's an amazing woman. By the way, she's in her 40s, too, by the way. I mean, not like she's like some 25. She's in her 40s. Like, she's, anyway. Can we talk about Jane Slater some more? But she said that she talked to a source with the Atlanta Falcons, and they said, no way that the Falcons would entertain trading Kyle Pitts. Now, look, again, there's no chance in Hades that the Falcons are trading Kyle Pitts right now. Like, again, that's a ridiculous assumption. And I know it's fodder because, well, Kyle Pitts isn't getting used right and all this kind of stuff. And I understand that, you know, and I understand the idea of, well, they don't have Mark Witten anymore, you know, or one of those kinds of guys, you know, in Dallas. And it's a logical thing to say, hey, look, just pull the bubblegum cards out and let's put them in our spokes and we make it all work out, right? Okay. I mean, I understand that. But obviously, look, there's no chance that the Falcons are looking at trading Kyle Pitts away. No matter what you think about Kyle Pitts or what you think about the quarterback situation or the play calling or whatever like that, they're not giving up on Kyle Pitts 3 years into this thing, especially when he's had all the injuries and stuff coming back from all that. Like, they're not getting into that kind of business. Again, you might as well just tank at that point. I mean, again, you might as well just, again, if you're looking at trading Kyle Pitts, what, 3 years into his career, then you're not a very stable organization to start with. So Jane Slater talked about the idea of, she said that there was no chance that there would be any rumors about the idea of trading for a Kyle Pitts to the Dallas Cowboys. But she said she did reach out and ask everybody, and again, they thought it was all a pipe dream. I want to give you a couple of numbers here on passing grades, pass blocking grades from over the weekend for the Atlanta Falcons. Now, as I told you earlier in the show, all five offensive linemen were credited with a sack given up, okay? So, here were the pass blocking grades from Pro Football Focus for the offensive line for the Falcons this weekend. 77.6 for Jake Matthews. He was the head of the class. So Matthews was a 77.6. Next up was Matthew Bergeron, who was a 72.7. Caleb McGarry was a 61.9. Lindstrom was a 61.5. By the way, did we not talk about Bijan Robinson having to be better? You know what his grade was? 57 as a pass blocker. Drew Dolman's grade? Pass block. What do you think Drew Dolman's grade was? Pass blocking.
If Bijan was 57, I'd say Drew might have been 49.
40.9.
Wow.
Was his pass blocking grade. And so again, you have basically three of your five offensive linemen that grade out below average. And one that graded out dreadful. You're not going to win like that. You know, you're going to have to throw the football at some point. You're going to have to at least have some balance at some point. But those pass blocking grades were not very good. And on true passing situations, Bergeron was a 60.6. Dolman was a 75.7. 69.5 for Lindstrom. 72.4 for McGarry. And Matthews was a 72. So again, that's in true passing set. We're basically empty backfield, shotgun, you know, all those kinds of things that you're guaranteed that you're going to throw it in there, and the teams know it. So again, all five guys ended up giving up a sack. So tough day at the office for the offensive line. All right, when we come back, Chad Bishop will join us after Tech's really good win on the road at Wake Forest as you get ready for Bowling Green coming up this Saturday. Trucker in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, big win for Tech on the road in Wake Forest. Now come back home against one of the worst offensive teams in all of college football with Bowling Green. And, of course, they'll be getting ready in a couple of weeks for that showdown with the Miami Hurricanes. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Chad Bishop. He, of course, is the Georgia Tech beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work. Follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Mr. Chad Bishop. Chad, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show, coming off a really nice win for Georgia Tech.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, we talked about, you know, before the season really kind of got underway, you know, the idea of these 50-50 games, right? And, you know, they dropped one, you know, to Louisville. But, you know, I don't know if it was necessarily a 50-50 game, but it sure felt like that. I mean, you had to find a way to get a win on the road. And I thought it was a really nice, dominant performance, both on the offensive side and the defensive side for this team.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You're right. You look at the Georgia Tech schedule. You look at Syracuse, you look at Wake Forest, you look at Louisville, you know, those are the games that Georgia Tech, I mean, you can even throw Bowling Green into that equation. Those are the games that Georgia Tech has to have if they're going to make a bowl game, and they drop that one against Louisville to start the season. And you go to Wake Forest, and granted, Wake Forest has been really, really good, right, the past two, three, four seasons, but they're still trying to find themselves. They have a new quarterback in Mitch Griffiths, and their schedule's been a little soft, and Georgia Tech's schedule's been a little tougher, so maybe they were a little more seasoned. And for my money, they played the best game they played all year long. They played very well offensively, played outstanding defensively, got some really good plays on special teams. Brent Key always talks about complimentary football, and they did that very well. They can still take it to another level, but to go on the road and beat a program in Wake Forest that has played very well, like I said, the past couple of years, was very impressive for Georgia Tech to get back to 2-2, have a chance to go 3-2 this weekend against Bowling Green. You know, you're halfway to bowl eligibility before the calendar turns to October. Really a huge step for this program.
You know, we talked, Chad, as we previewed the season, you know, about, okay, who's going to replace a Keon White? How do you get after the quarterback? I'll tell you what, Kyle Kennard has been a beast this year, and he's pretty much set all career highs just in four games this season. But he has been awesome this year. And look, when you combine the pass rush that he's given them and how good the secondary is, and again, we saw Jalen King, you know, be the defensive back, you know, of the week for the ACC. You know, if you can get that pass rush up there, they're good enough on the defensive backfield side to really kind of disrupt some teams.
It's funny you mentioned Keon White and Kyle Kennard in the same breath, because Kyle Kennard is on record as saying he really you know, went under Keon White's wing and really picked his brain on how to approach the game, how to approach film, practice, the mental side of things. And Brent Key talked today a lot about Kyle Kennard. Like, the kid has got all the potential in the world. He's got all the talent in the world. He had, you know, four sacks on Saturday against Wake Forest, but also had about 50 yards in penalties. So there's a give and take there, and there's, you know, he's still a coming of age for that young man to try to figure out, how do I balance sort of my aggressiveness with not making some timely mistakes. But if he continues to grow and continues to play that way, he's going to be a dominant force for that Georgia Tech defensive line. And I thought it was interesting to hear Brent Key talk today about sort of the matchups he's working with on that defensive front, that he's got a lot of guys up there who have a lot of different skill sets, can play defensive tackle, nose tackle, defensive end, can maybe stand up and sort of play that rushing nickel position. And that's really going to be an advantage for Georgia Tech moving forward if they can keep a lot of those guys healthy to create a pass rush that was really non-existent in the first three games. I mean, they had one sack and hardly any tackles for loss, and then boom, out of nowhere, those guys came to life. So they really need that moving forward, especially when they get into ACC play starting in October.
Chad Bishop, the Georgia Tech beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's flip over to the offensive side of the football. I mean, you know, in all honesty, I don't know how much more you could ask out of Haynes King. He's been 65% plus completion, 1,100 yards already, really good touchdown to turnover ratio. He's picked up 148 yards on the ground. I don't know that you could ask a whole lot more out of Haynes King and what he's delivered for this team this year.
It's been impressive. I think he's taken everybody by storm. You know, maybe internally, they thought he would give Georgia Tech what he's given them. I don't know if they'd admit publicly that he's given them a lot more than they thought. I mean, when he was named starter, you know, in late August, it took me by surprise. Honestly, I thought Zach Pyron might be the guy given what he did in 2022 in the spring that he had, but they went with Haynes King, and he has been so impressive. The thing that stood out to me about Haynes King is, you look at those numbers, you look at his completion percentage, the yards, the touchdowns. I like that when it's third and five and there's nothing there, Haynes King throws the ball out of bounds, right? He doesn't force it. He doesn't turn the ball over. That, to me, is a sign of a mature quarterback, a guy who may have aspirations to play at the next level, who understands that, hey, we're going to have to punt here. I don't have anything. I'm not going to try to make a play. He's done that time and time again, and that, to me, shows, you know, sort of a leader. And you know, I've heard, you know, you hear the guys on the team, especially on the offensive side of the ball, talk about him. And there's some reverence for him. I think there, he leads that huddle. He leads that locker room. And that's big for this Georgia Tech team. He's playing at a different level, really under the radar, because the ACC has such a deep quarterback room. I mean, look at the guys in the league that are playing at a high level, and nobody's really talking about Haynes King. And I think that kind of works to Georgia Tech's advantage right now.
And you know, I don't mean this in bad ways. I know you haven't been here as long. And, you know, again, when you look at this program, it's felt like for a long time now, it's about putting a good athlete at quarterback and not necessarily a guy who's a great quarterback. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just, you know, it's been good athletes at quarterback, but we haven't had good quarterback play. Like, we haven't had a guy who looks and acts like a true quarterback. And I think that's the big thing that we're seeing now with Haynes King, is he is a quarterback. Like, he's a top flight quarterback prospect. But more than that, it's not just a guy who can athletically run the offense. He looks like a legitimate quarterback in this system.
You know, I go back to a conversation that Brent Key had over the summer at the Celebrity Golf Tournament in Atlanta, where he talked about Joe Hamilton and how when Brent Key was blocking for Joey Hamilton, how he felt that way. You know, that there was a quarterback that he, you know, wanted to block for, that he trusted in, that he knew that, you know, his team was down three with a minute to go, backed up on their own five-yard line, that Georgia Tech was going to drive the ball down the field and either tie the game or win the game. And I sort of get the sense that, I don't know if Haynes King is there yet. I mean, he hasn't had that, you know, coming of age defining moment where he takes the team down the field to win a big game necessarily. But I mean, you're right. He is the prototypical quarterback. He's kind of that Friday night lights guy. He's from East Texas. He's got the Texas draw. You know, he grew up playing quarterback. His dad's a high school football coach. He really is a quarterback in every sense of the word. And like you said, maybe the first true quarterback Georgia Tech has had in a long, long time.
You know, the other thing that I'm really enjoying, Chad, is two things about the running backs. One is you got two guys that lead the team as far as rushing attempts go that are both averaging over 5 yards a carry. But you also have a couple of guys that Jamal Haynes has already got 11 catches out of the backfield. Travion Cooley already has 8 catches out of the backfield. Like, I like the fact that, A, the offensive line is blocking pretty well for these guys, and B, the fact that they're throwing to these running backs. And again, maybe there's different reasons for that, but I like having running backs that can catch the football out of the backfield and get themselves into some space.
Yeah, I think Buster Faulkner, offensive coordinator, and Chris Winkie, quarterback's coach, co-offensive coordinator, have done a really sort of masterful job of getting those guys out on the perimeter, almost like a toss sweep, right, in this new age of college mm-hmm. football. Like, you're not going to line up in the I formation and run student body right and student body left. So getting those guys out there, dumping the ball down to them, breaking big-time pass plays that actually, you know, sort of act as run plays. And Jamal Haynes, I mean, he was a converted wide receiver. It was only a month ago that he was a wide receiver for this Georgia Tech offense, and they moved him into the backfield. Trey Cooley's been phenomenal in that regard, catching the ball in the backfield. And they haven't even had a fully healthy Donte Smith. Brent Key said this week that Donte Smith, you know, he's in the top 40 for career rushing yards at Georgia Tech. He hasn't played the last 2 weeks, and he should be available this week. So they thought it would be a running back by committee coming into this season. They've had two guys play exceptionally well, and now they could be getting a third one back in Donte Smith. You're right. They've done a very good job of running the ball. But, yeah, it just adds another dimension when you got two guys who you can dump the ball down to, you can send out on routes. I've seen Jamal Haynes line up at wide receiver more often than not, because again, he was a wide receiver in fall camp and in the spring, so he's certainly capable of going out there and lining up in that position. It just makes it really hard on defenses to defend. Where's Jamal Haynes? Where's Trey Cooley? Who's getting the ball? Makes this offense really, really dynamic.
So as we look toward this game against Bowling Green, you know, look, the reality is that this is not a very good Bowling Green team. I mean, they have really struggled offensively. I think they only average like 18 points a game or somewhere around that. Like, they're not even at 20 points per game, and you're not going to win many football games in the world of college football in 2023 if you can only score 18 points a game, unless you have Georgia's defense to back that up. But again, they're another one of these MAC teams that doesn't play really well. They don't do a lot of great things offensively. This feels like that kind of get-right game, but you know, again, we've seen Tech sometimes overlook these types of teams. And with the game, you know, lingering in Miami, you know, or I should say with the Hurricanes coming up here, this feels like take care of business early, get this team buried early, and then, you know, let's worry about, you know, what's coming up with Miami, you know, down the road here.
Well, this is, for my money, this is the trappiest of trap games, right? Like, you had your season opener in Mercedes-Benz, a lot of hype. You had your home opener. You had a big-time road matchup in the SEC at Ole Miss. You got to go to Wake Forest, sold-out crowd against a program that's been really good in your league for a long time. And then you come home, and it's 3:30 in the afternoon against Bowling Green. That's 1-3, probably not a good crowd. Are you going to sleepwalk through this, right? Are you going to, you know, come out and put your foot on the gas pedal and blow this team out? Because there's really no excuse against a Bowling Green team that's 1-3. Yeah, they started 1-3 last year and made a bowl game, but this team so far through four games has not been good. They've turned the ball over a lot. They have a very, very porous rush defense. Yeah, they played Michigan and a really, really good Ohio team and lost to a Liberty team that's sort of a perennial bowl contender. But there's really no excuse for Georgia Tech being a 20-point favorite to not come out and easily win this game. But like I said, it's that trap game going into the month of October when you got a bunch of ACC games lined up. You've gotten a lot of accolades. You're getting a lot of pats on the back this week about how well you played at Wake Forest and the way your defense played and how great Haynes King has been. So this to me, more than that Wake Forest win, right? Like, this is the game that will sort of tell me what we're dealing with here with this Georgia Tech football team. Can they come out and avoid that letdown, avoid that trap game, and take care of business to go to 3-2?
Chad Bishop, he is the beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution covering Georgia Tech. You can follow all of his work at AJC.com and follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Mr. Chad Bishop, and he joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Chad, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show. We'll be watching this weekend, and we'll talk again here soon.
Great. Thanks so much.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chukri. I got to say that this Chandler Jones story is very strange to wrap my arms around. That's up next. Chukri in the Key Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at it, John Chukri Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios with you. Going to take you until 10 o'clock. What do we got? Atlanta soccer tonight is coming up next. So that's always good stuff. So right now, not good for the Atlanta Braves. They are down 5-0 right now and facing, I don't know, is Justin Steele going to finish first or second in the Cy Young voting? I mean, most likely he's going to finish somewhere in that area. He's on the mound tonight, and he's not given up any runs, to the Braves thus far. Elder has not been hit hard, but he's had some bad luck, and he's out now. He pitched 3 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 5 earned runs, 4 walks. That's also his undoing. 2 strikeouts in 77 pitches. Again, it's not like that they've hit him hard. They haven't been bashing home runs. They don't have a home run, but again, just, you know, 1,000 cuts. And Justin Steele, 3 2/3, 2 hits. He's rolling right along. His ERA is now at 2.94. Day-Day, did you see the news, before we get to What's Bugging Chukri, did you see the news of who is now joining the WWE?
I did not see. Is it what we talked about the last week? Jade.
Yes.
Okay.
So
okay,
Jade,
yeah.
Cargill is officially.
It is official now.
She has signed. Okay. She has signed a multi-year deal. It looks like she's going to start at NXT, and I will say, good for her. I mean, one is, again, I know she always wanted to go to the WWE, and we had a lot of fun talking to her. Whatever it was, I don't know. 6 months ago, a year ago, I don't even know.
Say, I think that was about a year ago because I didn't actually get to do the show, but I do remember the you know, all the booking of it and everything.
Well, she so again, I know it was a dream of hers to go to WWE, and now she's going to get proper training, because if there's one thing that the WWE has done really well, it is train and develop their women wrestlers. And if you look at the old days of NXT, when it was Sasha Banks and Bayley and the Four Horsewomen, right? I mean, Charlotte, Becky, right? Carmella. I mean, they have done a great job at training and developing their women wrestlers. Again, Rhea Ripley, Shayna Baszler, you know, they have done a great job of training their wrestlers. And it's going to do her a ton of good. Because I will tell you, I love Jane Cargill, but she's still green. She's very green. And they booked her in a way where she would have a lot of these squash matches and just beat the tar out of people, but she never really got a chance to wrestle. And in the WWE, you're going to have, if when you're going to main event with the women, you're going to have wrestling matches. Like, you're going to have to wrestle. It's not going to be just squash, squash, squash. When you line up against Becky and Bianca and Charlotte and Rhea, that's wrestling. That's where you've got to be the best of the best. And the women in the WWE, I mean, far out exceed anything that AEW can come up with.
Yeah.
And that's not a knock against AEW, but again, the WWE women wrestlers far exceed anything that AEW. Like when you have Charlotte and Rhea and all these people, like they can main event pay-per-views. They can do that. You don't have people in the AEW that can main event on the women's side of things. And again, with all due respect to Saraya and, you know, Ruby Soho and all this, that, and the other, those women can't main event pay-per-views. They're not at level. Bianca and Becky and Charlotte and Rhea, that can main event pay-per-views. I mean, again, this past WrestleMania, that's the best women's wrestling match of all time is Rhea versus Charlotte. Like, that's the best match I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's not even close. I mean, and again, Becky and Charlotte probably had a couple of those that were probably second and third. But, again, they are at a different level. It will do her a ton of good to get into the developmental system. Did we talk about this last Friday when The Rock was on?
Oh, yeah, a couple Fridays ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he came out. Yeah.
Well, you know, his daughter wrestled in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, did you hear him on Pat McAfee earlier in the day when he said that it was a done deal with him and Roman for that WrestleMania and in this past year,
right,
and SoFi Stadium? He said they first got together in January of 2022. Now, that makes sense because, again, the WWE will typically go a year in advance, schedule the main event, and work backward to setting everything up. So that doesn't surprise me. But, you know, I think we're going to see The Rock at WrestleMania 40.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 40 is in Philadelphia this year. I think we're going to see The Rock.
Yeah, I kind of started wondering, though, what's going to, because obviously him and Cena showing up obviously was also a result of the strikes. But now that they've come to some type of agreement, I'm wondering how that's going to play a role in now how much we will actually start to see them over the, you know, prior to WrestleMania and everything.
I will tell you, they're going to pull out all the stops for WrestleMania 40. Like, Endeavor and Vince are going to pull out all of the stops for WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. Like, they are going to have the top guys. And, you know, we keep waiting to see, because it's been rumored that Bill Goldberg is going to have a final match. I wouldn't be surprised if that's WrestleMania 40. And I know he's a free agent technically, but you could bring him back on a legend deal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Goldberg doesn't have a retirement match at WrestleMania 40. The Rock doesn't come back at WrestleMania 40. John Cena doesn't come back at WrestleMania. Like, I can see WrestleMania 40 being the biggest spectacle of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, they will pull out all of the stops for all of that stuff. So we'll see what happens. But he said The Rock said it was a done deal with him and Roman wrestling this past year. It was supposed to be him and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 39 in SoFi Stadium. I mean,
I wonder if they could, again, now that the strike seems like it's going to work itself out, they could still pull that off of 40 some kind of way. Only thing is right now they got Jay kind of rolling with Sammy and Owen and Cody right now.
It's still about Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it all revolves around, look, Roman Reigns is the biggest box office draw in wrestling today.
Yeah. And SmackDown was the house the Rock built.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize that. Yeah. That was the house The Rock built.
That was. I think they'll pull out all the stops for WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia, and it will be a star-studded event. But interesting to hear that match was on the books and it was supposed to happen, you know, and they just couldn't work out some of the other details and stuff like that. Because The Rock has said he'll fit his schedule around it to do WrestleMania, if that's what it calls for. And again, he's got all the money. He's got more money than the federal government.
I mean
again, he's not hurting for money, but it will be interesting to see. So Anyway, all right, let's get to what we call a quick What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, this Chandler Jones story has, I don't know, more holes in it than a pound of Swiss cheese to it. So, Day-Day, have you seen this story? The Raiders defensive end Chandler Jones wrote in a social media post on Monday night that he was taken to a hospital, quote, against my will, unquote, by the Las Vegas Fire Department and later transferred to a behavioral health facility last week. Now, last week he was placed on the non-football illness by the Raiders with what the team described as a personal matter. He's been away from the team since Labor Day weekend when he began a series of social media posts that was aimed at the Raiders owner Mark Davis, general manager Dave Ziegler, and coach Josh McDaniels. So he wrote in his post on Monday night, quote, first day out, but I'm still aligned, indicating that Monday was his first day out of the facility. He attached journal entries plus a statement of patients' rights from the Seven Hills Behavioral Hospital in Las Vegas, highlighting sections of the document he believes were not followed by the facility. Now, again, they go on and describe some of the things, and he says that he wrote to the general manager 6 or 7 times asking for help, but he said that he never answered him. Can I ask a question? If I'm in that kind of situation, why are you reaching out to the general manager? Why are you not contacting your lawyers? I promise you, he's got a lawyer. He's got family. He's got the police. I mean, there's no way that even if the general manager isn't stepping in and advocating, or that the fire department arbitrarily put him in there on again, this is, and he said, I'm still confused on what I did wrong. I'm stuck here. I'm very sane. I'm too strong of a person to be mentally broken. Now, again, how did the fire department lock him in a facility like this? And how do you not have your lawyer drawing up papers, suing everybody, getting a court injunction, whatever it is? Like, how is your lawyer not involved in every bit of this? And his family. Like, why are you writing to the general manager if you think he had something to do with it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk,
crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it, John Chuckery's show, hanging out in the Kia Studios with you. Going to take you until 10 o'clock. What do we got? Atlanta soccer tonight is coming up next, so that's always good stuff. So right now, not good for the Atlanta Braves. They are down 5-0 right now and facing, I don't know, is Justin Steele going to finish first or second in the Cy Young voting? I mean, most likely he's going to finish somewhere in that area. He's on the mound tonight, and he's not given up any runs, to the Braves thus far. Elder has not been hit hard, but he's had some bad luck, and he's out now. He pitched 3 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 5 earned runs, 4 walks. That's also his undoing. 2 strikeouts in 77 pitches. Again, it's not like that they've hit him hard. They haven't been bashing home runs. They don't have a home run, but again, just, you know, 1,000 cuts. And Justin Steele, 3 2/3, 2 hits. He's rolling right along. His ERA is now at 2.94. Day-Day, did you see the news, before we get to what's bugging Chuckery, did you see the news of who is now joining the WWE?
I did not see. Is it what we talked about the last week? Jade.
Yes.
Okay.
So
okay,
Jade,
yeah.
Cargill is officially.
It is official now.
She has signed. Okay. She has signed a multi-year deal. It looks like she's going to start at NXT, and I will say, good for her. I mean, one is, again, I know she always wanted to go to the WWE, and we had a lot of fun talking to her. Whatever it was, I don't know. 6 months ago, a year ago, I don't know.
I think that was about a year ago, because I didn't actually get to do the show, but I do remember the you know, all the booking of it and everything.
Well, she so again, I know it was a dream of hers to go to WWE, and now she's going to get proper training, because if there's one thing that the WWE has done really well, it is train and develop their women wrestlers. And if you look at the old days of NXT, when it was Sasha Banks and Bayley and the Four Horsewomen, right? I mean, Charlotte, Becky, right? Carmella. I mean, they have done a great job at training and developing their women wrestlers. Again, Rhea Ripley, Shayna Baszler, you know, they have done a great job of training their wrestlers. And it's going to do her a ton of good. Because I will tell you, I love Jane Cargill, but she's still green. She's very green. And they booked her in a way where she would have a lot of these squash matches and just beat the tar out of people, but she never really got a chance to wrestle. And in the WWE, you're going to have, if when you're going to main event with the women, you're going to have wrestling matches. Like, you're going to have to wrestle. It's not going to be just squash, squash, squash. When you line up against Becky and Bianca and Charlotte and Rhea, that's wrestling. That's where you've got to be the best of the best. And the women in the WWE, I mean, far exceed anything that AEW can come up with.
Yeah.
And that's not a knock against AEW, but again, the WWE women wrestlers far exceed anything that AEW. Like, when you have Charlotte and Rhea and all these people, Like, they can main event pay-per-views. They can do that. You don't have people in the AEW that can main event on the women's side of things. And again, with all due respect to Saraya and, you know, Ruby Soho and all this, that, and the other, those women can't main event pay-per-views. They're not at level. Bianca and Becky and Charlotte and Rhea, that can main event pay-per-views. I mean, again, this past WrestleMania, that's the best women's wrestling match of all time is Rhea versus Charlotte. Like, that's the best match I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's not even close. I mean, and again, Becky and Charlotte probably had a couple of those that were probably second and third. But, again, they are at a different level. It will do her a ton of good to get into the developmental system. Also, did we talk about this last Friday when The Rock was on?
Oh, yeah, a couple Fridays ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he came out. Yeah.
Well, you know, his daughter wrestled in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, did you hear him on Pat McAfee earlier in the day when he said that it was a done deal with him and Roman for that WrestleMania and in this past year
right. And
SoFi Stadium? He said they first got together in January of 2022. Now, that makes sense because, again, the WWE will typically go a year in advance, schedule the main event, and work backward to setting everything up. So that doesn't surprise me. But, you know, I think we're going to see The Rock at WrestleMania 40.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 40 is in Philadelphia this year. I think we're going to see The Rock.
Yeah, I kind of started wondering, though, what's going to – because obviously him and Cena showing up obviously was also a result of the strikes. But now that they've come to some type of agreement, I'm wondering how that's going to play a role in now how much we will actually start to see them over the – you know, prior to WrestleMania and everything.
I will tell you, they're going to pull out all the stops for WrestleMania 40. Like, Endeavor is going to – Endeavor and Vince are going to pull out all of the stops for WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. Like, they are going to have the top guys. And, you know, we keep waiting to see because it's been rumored that Bill Goldberg is going to have a final match. I wouldn't be surprised if that's WrestleMania 40. And I know he's a free agent technically, but you could bring him back on a legend deal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Goldberg doesn't have a retirement match at WrestleMania 40. The Rock doesn't come back at WrestleMania 40. John Cena doesn't come back at WrestleMania. Like, I can see WrestleMania 40 being the biggest spectacle of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, they will pull out all of the stops for all of that stuff. So we'll see what happens. But he said The Rock said it was a done deal with him and Roman wrestling this past year. It was supposed to be him and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 39 in SoFi Stadium. I mean,
I wonder if they could, again, now that the strike seems like it's going to work itself out, they could still pull that off of 40 some kind of way. Only thing is right now they got Jay kind of rolling with Sammy and Owen and Cody right now.
It's still about Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it all revolves around, look, Roman Reigns is the biggest box office draw in wrestling today.
Yeah. And SmackDown was the house the Rock built.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize that. Yeah. That was the house The Rock built.
That was. I mean, so again, I think they'll pull out all the stops for WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia, and it will be a star-studded event. But interesting to hear that match was on the books and it was supposed to happen, you know, and they just couldn't work out some of the other details and stuff like that. Because The Rock has said he'll fit his schedule around it to do WrestleMania, if that's what it calls for. And again, he's got all the money. He's got more money than the federal government.
I mean,
he's not hurting for money. But it will be interesting to see. So anyway, all right, let's get to what we call a quick What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, this Chandler Jones story has, I don't know, more holes in it than a pound of Swiss cheese to it. So, Day-Day, have you seen this story? The Raiders defensive end, Chandler Jones, wrote in a social media post on Monday night that he was taken to a hospital, quote, against my will, unquote, by the Las Vegas Fire Department and later transferred to a behavioral health facility last week. Now, last week he was placed on the non-football illness by the Raiders with what the team described as a personal matter. He's been away from the team since Labor Day weekend when he began a series of social media posts that was aimed at the Raiders owner Mark Davis, general manager Dave Ziegler, and coach Josh McDaniels. So he wrote in his post on Monday night, quote, first day out, but I'm still aligned, indicating that Monday was his first day out of the facility. He attached journal entries plus a statement of patients' rights from the Seven Hills Behavioral Hospital in Las Vegas, highlighting sections of the document he believes were not followed by the facility. Now, again, they go on and describe some of the things, and he says that he wrote to the general manager 6 or 7 times asking for help, but he said that he never answered him. Can I ask a question? If I'm in that kind of situation, why are you reaching out to the general manager? Why are you not contacting your lawyers? I promise you, he's got a lawyer. He's got family. He's got the police. I mean, there's no way that even if the general manager isn't stepping in and advocating, or that the fire department arbitrarily put him in there on again, this is, and he said, I'm still confused on what I did wrong. I'm stuck here. I'm very sane. I'm too strong of a person to be mentally broken. Now, again, how did the fire department lock him in a facility like this? And how do you not have your lawyer drawing up papers, suing everybody, getting a court injunction, whatever it is? Like, how is your lawyer not involved in every bit of this? And his family. Like, why are you writing to the general manager if you think he had something to do with it? They said ESPN reached out to the Las Vegas police department for comment. And they said that they have, and the Raiders have said that they have referred to Jones's matter as a private matter and declined further comment. Of course they did. Now, again, you mean to tell me that a guy that's got millions of dollars in the bank, that if he gets locked up in a situation like this where, again, supposedly he was putting some things on social media that were, you know, again, bad against the Raiders organization, then why would you contact the general manager? Like, if you were talking bad about the organization, don't reach out to the general manager. What do you think he's going to do for you? Reach out to your lawyer. Reach out to the police. Reach out to your family. I don't know if Chandler is married and has kids or whatever, but don't you reach out to anybody but, you know, again, if you think your boss had something to do with you being put in to a facility like this, why would you reach out to your boss? Wouldn't that be the last person that you reach out to? The last person that you ask a comment for? Of course he didn't write you back. Because if he had something to do with it, again, he's not going to do anything to help you. And again, I don't know what the situation is on this. He said he was taken to Southern Hills Hospital in Las Vegas and then transferred to Seven Hills, where they tried to force me to take meds and injections. How do you not have a lawyer draw up the papers and say, get my client out of here? Again, this is a very, very strange thing. He's in his second season of a 3-year, $51 million contract that he signed, you know, with it. And again, if it really is this kind of a situation and he's held against his will, the general manager is the last person on this earth that I'm trying to reach out to. And he said he left voice messages and this, that, and the other. Well, of course they're not going to respond to you. Of course. Get your lawyer, get your family, get somebody else involved on a personal level and get this thing handled. Again, it's a very strange situation. I don't know what to make out of all of it. I don't know who to believe in this situation. But let me tell you. See this thing, Day-Day? What is this thing?
That would be your nose.
Okay. Something stinks. Something smells and something stinks with all of it. That's what's bugging Chuck. All right, coming back. So, will the Braves have a pitching problem coming up this postseason? We'll get into that discussion. Chuck in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, not to the game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.